This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia rejected Western demands Friday that it pulls out completely from Ukraine as part of any future talks to end the war, saying they effectively rule out any talks on settling the conflict. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov reiterated Russian President Vladimir Putin remains open to talks, but that the demand that Moscow withdraws its troops from Ukraine first is unacceptable. UN-appointed investigators are looking into whether Russia's attacks on critical infrastructure in Ukraine amount to war crimes, one of the inspection teams said on Friday. Russia has been pounding Ukraine's electricity infrastructure since early October, causing blackouts and leaving millions without heating as temperatures get colder. Pakistan's prime minister says an assassination attempt has targeted his country's envoy in Afghanistan amid tensions between the neighboring countries. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif said on Friday attackers failed to harm the Pakistani diplomat but shot and wounded his security guard. The shooting comes a day after Pakistan demanded Afghanistan's Taliban government prevent terrorist attacks coming from their soil. Cities across China further unwound COVID restrictions on Friday, loosening testing and quarantine rules in the wake of nationwide protests calling for an end to lockdowns and greater political freedoms. Anger and frustration with China's hardline pandemic response spilled onto the streets last weekend in widespread demonstrations not seen in decades. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Africa's rand stabilized early on Friday following a steep sell-off the day before. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
The currency had, at one stage on Thursday, plunged more than 4%. On speculation, President Cyril Ramaphosa was going to resign after a panel report found preliminary evidence he may have violated the constitution. Also in South Africa, the country's National Prosecuting Authority said on Thursday that Swiss engineering firm ABB has agreed to pay 2.5 billion rand, or around $144.5 million, for its involvement in state corruption. ABB was investigated for and found guilty of improper payments and other compliance issues at the Kusile power station in a wide-scale investigation that concluded in June.
U.S. President Joe Biden has signed a bill to avert what he says would have been an economic disaster, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The bill binds rail companies and workers to an agreement that avoids a freight rail strike.
It helps our nation avoid what, without a doubt, would have been an economic catastrophe at a very bad time in the calendar.
The president acknowledges it was a difficult move after some rail unions rejected the deal since it does not boost paid sick leave, given the potential economic costs of a strike.
It was the right thing to do at the moment.
And he will keep pushing for more paid sick leave, not just for rail workers, but all workers.
I'm going to continue that fight till we succeed.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
India observed National Pollution Control Day on Friday, even as the country's capital remained engulfed in a thick blanket of smog and the air quality index remained in the very poor category. A local cyclist says the pollution is devastating in Delhi right now.
It is quite irritating and it's causing me heavy breathing.
Adding it's taking him twice the time to reach the same locations amid the smog. Delhi is the world's most polluted capital city, with its 20 million people severely affected by smoke on most winter days due to vehicle pollution, construction dust, and the burning of crop stubble in neighboring states. Uruguay was eliminated from the World Cup despite a 2-0 win over Ghana on Friday. The result also put Ghana out of the competition. Uruguay was in position to go through until South Korea's late goal gave it a 2-1 win over Portugal in the other Group H game. There's one more group left, and then the World Cup knockout round begins on Saturday. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.